The United States Senate Intelligence Committee today released a report calling for sweeping changes in U.S. security policies and counterintelligence. In its first unclassified assessment of recent spy cases, the committee says the damage done has cost billions of dollars, threatening America's security as never before. NPR's David Malpas has the story.
The report states that the damage done from espionage and lax security is worse than anyone in the government has yet acknowledged publicly. It concludes that U.S. military plans and capabilities have been seriously compromised, intelligence operations gravely impaired. U.S. technological advantages have been overcome in some areas because of spying, and diplomatic secrets were exposed to adversaries. Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy is vice chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee.
The national security is many times threatened more by this than by the buildup of Soviet arms or the buildup of Soviet personnel or breakthrough in weapon development.
The committee report says foreign intelligence services have penetrated some of the most vital parts of U.S. defense, intelligence, and foreign policy structures. The report cites a string of recent cases, including the Walker-Whitworth spy ring, which gave the Soviets the ability to decode at least 1 million military communications. Despite some improvements by the Reagan administration in security and tough talk over the last 2 years, the report also concludes that the administration has failed to follow through with enough specific steps to tighten security, and that its counterintelligence programs have lacked the needed resources to be effective. Republican Dave Durenberger of Minnesota, chairman of the Intelligence Committee, sums up the current situation this way.
Too many secrets, too much access to secrets, too many spies, too little accountability for securing our national secrets, and too little effort given to combating the very real threat which spies represent to our national security.
Senator Durenberger said the committee found that some progress has been made in toughening up security clearances for personnel, and some additional resources have been devoted to countering technical espionage. But he said much more needs to be done, and he described the current security system as one paralyzed by bureaucratic inertia. The committee makes 95 specific recommendations, including greater emphasis on reinvestigations of cleared personnel, a streamlined classification system, more money for counterintelligence elements of the FBI, CIA, and the military services, and tighter controls on foreign diplomats from hostile countries. The report cites FBI assessments on how extensively the Soviets used diplomatic cover to hide spying activity. There are 2,100 diplomats, UN officials, and trade representatives from the Soviet Union and Warsaw Pact countries living in the United States, and according to the FBI, 30% of them are professional intelligence officers. The committee report also says the Soviet Union is effectively using United Nations organizations worldwide to conduct spying operations. It says approximately 800 Soviets work for UN agencies, 300 of them in New York, and one-fourth of those are working for the KGB or the Soviet Military Intelligence, the GRU. Next week, the Reagan administration is to deliver to the Congress its classified report on counterintelligence. I'm David Malpas in Washington.